Schofield, reel 4.
Now, the war was over, so were these...
The war was 1919.
Yes. So these must have been men not with war wounds, but who had other illnesses.
Oh, some were war wounds that hadn't come, you see. Because the war went on till 1918, and this was 19, wasn't it? March or April? Oh, was it? Oh, May 19.
I think you said May.
May, isn't it? May, yes. That's and we were demobbed at Brockenhurst, I think, in the not far from Southampton. We had to go there, stay the night, and demobilised there.
What sort of problems did you have to deal with on the ship?
We didn't have many problems. They were all dealt with for us, I think. We didn't bother with the soldiers, at least I didn't. I was quite happy. The name of the ship is from the West Indies, one of them. It's so stupid. I thought I'd tell Mrs. Rogers.
Well, you'll probably think of it in a minute. You have some more?
Oh, he was in bed patient.
Private Hubbard?
Yeah, no, public. Oh, with no privates, not in the military. There's the Crossville opposite there, one of those on the main road.
This was at Cambridge?
At Cambridge.
And what was it?
A Bath ward where seriously ill, badly wounded, were in water for so many days. And then they were drained, you know, of the water, and they were taken to a ward for so many days. Their wounds were so dirty, as you might say, that you couldn't constantly irrigate them. And so they were put in these baths. And there were six.
Six baths?
There were six in ours. And so
were they all together in a large bath, or did they each
separate baths. But in different parts, you see.
What was it like? Was it an ordinary
tub? Yes, like an ordinary, on the flat. Of course, we wear all huts, long huts, that I told you took 80 beds, 20. Well, these were only small. I think there was only another one like it in England. I'm not sure about that. But we had it at Cambridge, and... they found, and it was an open-air hospital, no fronts, glass or anything. They had just tarpaulin.
Wouldn't that be cold?
It was cold. I said it was the coldest place I've ever been to. I went there one day. I've been near it, you see, within 30 miles. And the big library is built on the ground that we had the hospital.
Were the bathtubs covered over? Or were they open?
Head and shoulders and their arms, if they were not damaged. And they had pyjama coats on to suit the weather. And they weren't open like ours were, the big wards. They were more or less closed in, except the front, you see. And they didn't, well, they hadn't to mind, because you couldn't have dealt with all parts of the body at once. So this, I don't know who invented the war, but these baths for the wounded. But they said the surgical patients got better quicker at Cambridge than anywhere because of it being open air. And then we had these baths.
How deep was the water?
Oh, ordinary, up to... upstairs, you know.
About to the waist.
And then their baths were covered, just the bath, and they could do anything they liked.
What was the temperature of the water?
Oh, quite nice and warm, always the same.
How did they keep it warm?
Oh, heated. It was the same all the time. Water.
And did they keep changing the water so it would be fresh?
Oh, yes. Every so often. I don't know. I know we, they only used to come and do that, supervise the pipes and whatnot.
Was it just plain water?
Oh, it, well,
was there any sort of
they
medication?
Used to put, it all depended on the type of wounds they got. Mm.
And that's when King George came to visit?
That's, well, he came, it was always there, this bath ward, from when I went. I didn't go till 16, the June 16, and then I went abroad in December 17. It was the only hospital I was in, big hospital.
Did you meet King George when he came to see the bath ward?
Oh, yes. It was next door to another ward I'd been in, 24, the end one of all. We had 24 big wards. And this bath ward was just as we came out to go along the long corridors that we got. They were all individual with a ramp running along the outside each ward to the offices at the top, matron's office. So we were called to matron's office, a long trek. Fortunately, I only had to go on my own for what I wanted. I mustn't leave anything behind, must I?